All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am speaking with Eric Parker and Dr. DeLeo. We're talking about three major forces in our society. And one of the things that, you know, we mentioned the Health Tech Startup Expo that you all had recently, but something else has happened since then that's been pretty exciting.
Yes. So it's actually something that was in the works well before we started the, you know, planning for the expo, which was, in organizing and running the clubhouse, it's essentially, it's a nonprofit that's there to help our community grow. It exists to connect leaders and learners in technology, business, and design so that we can create more sustainable businesses and help our economy and teach people the skills they need. And what we found is that while the mission is great, things like that aren't necessarily very well sustainable organizations. And so we've spent a lot of time traveling around the Southeast and a number of those trips with Dr. DeLeo and his colleague Dr. Haboyan to meet with other people that run organizations like ours and start to try to find what are the commonalities that exist between those spaces and really looking at, you know, how our society is organized so that we can change that structure of how cities communicate with each other, how organizations communicate with each other, and create what we're calling a mesh network of innovation. And the idea, I don't know if anybody has noticed, but in the state of Georgia, at least, it seems like a lot of things happen in Atlanta.
Yes.
And a few things happen everywhere else in the state.
That's right.
And I think what we're trying to do is to change that and see if in connecting mid-sized communities across the Southeast, can we begin to impact the public health of those communities by giving them the same virtual access to resources that exist amongst those different communities? But, you know, and then once they have that, you know, can they then begin to support themselves economically and also in regards to, you know, health policy and some of the exercise and fitness and just general, you know, general healthy activities that you see that go on in bigger, more dense cities where we feel like many times there's often more opportunity. And so can we begin to equalize communities by enforcing stronger connections between them?
Well, you know, you mentioned that, and I'm wondering something. I know that one of the things that you all shared with us when you were here before is how if we can really, really do a good job of bringing health technology and business together, we can see a lot of businesses begin to pop up and grow
right
in Augusta. Would that same concept be true in some of these other smaller towns that we're trying to network with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you look at each community, they all have a sort of a core strength to them, but our core strengths may not overlap. You know, I think of Savannah as one instance. Savannah is very well known for having a strong design community as a result of the Savannah College of Art and Design being there for a number of years. We are known as a very strong health-focused community. We have a strong energy sector. We have a very strong cyber sector. So we're kind of the technologists in Augusta, but, you know, not to knock anyone who's a designer in our community, but we're just not known as strongly for that. But can we bring the design talents and resources that exist in the Savannah area to benefit things that are happening in Augusta? And can we use the technology that's being formed in Augusta to then better inform the things that are being created in Savannah? And then you look at other communities, you know, in Athens, there's a lot of agricultural expertise that's in that area. You know, Rome, Georgia is an example. They have a very strong manufacturing sector. You know, they're kind of near the Dalton, Georgia, with the carpet industries and so forth. And so each community has something that can relate to the others. Now, I say all that because if I was in Atlanta, there's a kind of a center of innovation for each one of these things that are all, you know, almost within walking distance of each other. And so it becomes really easy to think of, oh, I could completely succeed right there in that ecosystem. And for us, we actually still need access to all those things. But how do we not have to go to Atlanta every time for it? Because the more times you make that same trip back and forth as an entrepreneur, you start thinking, well, why don't I just move my business to Atlanta? And I think what we're showing is that you don't have to move your business to Atlanta if we can establish these strong virtual connections between communities.
And so that's what would be happening with Augusta, Savannah, Augusta, Fort Valley, Augusta, Macon, whoever the would become part of the network, you all would be talking with each other, communicating with each other through the technology, the computers, et cetera, sharing ideas and how to bring these ideas to fruition.
Yeah, and it's the idea of how do you create a network without a center, right? Mm. So that this becomes collaborative nodes within a network that are working with each other so that everybody can succeed, so that the entire network succeeds, instead of creating a central hub of a network and then, you know, in that network architecture, so to speak, it's the central hub that benefits from all the transactions that occur within it.
I think we talked about this before. In fact, I do remember we talked about this before. The benefit of networking, you have all these people, these groups that are working together, forming a collaboration, which in turn helps improve the chances, maybe not guaranteed, but at least improve the chances. And when you start looking for grant dollars, you have a better chance of getting the grant dollars as a result of the collaboration. Can we talk about that when we come back?
Yes.
Cool. Dr. DeLeo will take that ball when we come back. Y'all stay with us.